Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap. Was this close to saying to Home Run. You know, just thought it was already Monday. Thank God it's still Sunday because I still have a lot of sleeping to do. But good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helm here on Eagle FM, wherever you're tuned in from. Thank you for tuning in this wonderful morning for your weekly laughs. And I like to emphasize the weekly laughs part because, you know, just to remind people for the millionth time that this is a comedy show and don't take any financial, political, relationship, health, whatever advice I give. And if you just decide to ignore that disclaimer and to then you go along and you just go ahead and take any advice that I'm giving here, and then you realize that it's not working out, don't blame me. But if it's working out, you know, just say, I heard it from this very smart Kavango, not very tall, you know, who I think is a genius. But if it, you know, if something goes south, leave me out of it. If it goes north, you know, I want to be just somewhere, even in the footnotes, I don't mind. So we're just 7 minutes in, so that means we have, as usual, we just do a lot of talking comically on a lot of different topics. And then that's when we that's until we reach the hour of 12:30 when we just go full on DJ, and that's that means from 11 to you know, from 11 to 12:30 we're doing a kind of a mix up. Think of it as a cocktail of humor and well, comedy coming mostly from the world of politics, even though today we're going to be we're going to also be looking at the world of health. You know, let's start with something that borders. Okay, let's start with one. Mjolo, just an introduction. Then we move on to religion, and then health. Then we dive into politics. So the list is Mjolo, religion, health, politics. Now. Well, they say one gentleman, you know, this one gentleman last week, I believe, who happens to be the friend, he's also a man of the cloth in the US. And that man is now, well, told a story about, well, how the Pope called the bank to sort of like have a few changes made to his account. So now, like, hang on a second. Man has an account? That will be story number two. Story number one, back in 2021, during the COVID-19 lockdowns, 2020-2021, there's one Italian man that walked a distance of 450 kilometers to cool down. Yeah. 450 kilometers to cool down after a fight with his wife. That's one heck of a fun fact. What did she do? Ladies, do you care to pitch in here? Like, how bad was it? Look, one thing, you know, after I came across that story, which I didn't, you know, COVID-19 really did a number on us. It turns out it was all over the media, and I didn't come across that story. I only found it last week that an Italian man during the COVID-19 lockdowns ended up walking, you know, well, during the COVID-19 lockdowns, people were basically locked up, you know, with their forever and for always. And it turns out even forever and for always do get on each other's nerves. And I don't know what that lady did to that guy, but he just, well, decided to go out and cool down. And that cooling down took 450 kilometers. Kilometers. Just so you know, from here to Kahanja is about 70 kilometers. Let's do that again. From here to Kahanja is 70 kilometers. Now, take the distance from here to Okahanja, multiply it four times. and you'll still not reach the distance that the man walked to cool down. In other words, you can walk from here to Okahanja 4 times and you still not reach the distance that homeboy walked to cool down. What did she do? Like, first of all, shout out to the man because, well, a lot of you would have pulled out a panga and then killed someone's daughter, but he was like, you know what? You are getting on my nerves, but I love you, so I have a solution. Yeah. I know I always say that, you know, I love you until death do us part, but I don't want to be the source of that death, even though you kind of look like you deserve it right now. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do that because, well, for obvious reasons, you are my life and all that romantic, you know, garbage we throw in each other's faces. Now, then he decided, you know what? So you have to understand, this is a man. At this point, he was faced with, he had a lot of options. He could have asked for a divorce. He could have punched her in the face, domestic violence. He could have pulled out a panga, like some of you like doing. But he was like, you know what? I have all these options, but because of the love I have for you, I would rather walk 450 kilometers than hurt you. Even though, right now, honey, you look like you really much deserve a face, well, a punch in the face. Talk about romantic. That is the, that's the most romantic thing I've ever had my gender do. That, oh, by the way, beats all of you that, throw fancy weddings in December and then divorce in January. This was not his girlfriend, this was his wife. Like, honey, every fiber in my body is telling me to knock a few teeth out of your mouth. But then again, you won't be able to pronounce sweetheart, so I don't want to be called sweetheart. So I'll just go out there and cool down. And then he ended up walking 450 kilometers. Wow. Now, if you're from Tsumkwe, or if you know where Tsumkwe is, the distance from Tsumkwe to Gam is 100 kilometers. Now, the distance from Tsumkwe to Dope Border Post is 50 kilometers, I believe. Yeah, it's 50 kilometers. Now, you are looking at the distance. And now, the homeboy walked to Gam and back 2 times. And then added on an extra distance from Tsumkwe to Dope Border Post. Just because he did not want to hurt his sweetheart. My man. Man of the hour. Look, much respect to that guy. Because even I know I don't have that level of patience. My idea is to basically, well, walk away, which is highly recommended. Just walk away because I don't have the muscles to survive a holding cell if I did anything to you. And one thing I know is that I like, you know, having a female sweetheart. I don't want to be incarcerated and then ended up being the sweetheart. Yeah, that's you know, that's the main reason why I don't like throwing punches in a relationship. Yeah, no. Commercial break.
Goeie nuus, Embed nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Embed te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. Long story short of the man that decided not to lay his hands on his, not to lay his hands on his wife until death do them part, and ended up walking 450 kilometers. He was, I think that he would have walked 500, maybe 700 kilometers. The only reason why the story came out in media is because he ran into the police. You have to understand this was in the middle of the lockdowns. Now, walking around was not really well allowed. So the police ran into him and told him, do you realize you should be indoors, not outdoors, right? It was like, yeah, I'm away. I had a fight with my wife and I decided, you know, I don't want to give you guys extra work of having to respond to a murder case. So I decided to step out of the house and take a walk. So they asked him, where are you coming from? And then he mentioned a town that was 450 kilometers away. And they asked him, you do realize you are 400 kilometers away from your wife. At this point, it was the police also found out that the wife had filed a missing persons report a few days ago. She was like, well, I mean, I got on his nerves and now I can't find him. I love that idiot. Let me just go to the police and file a missing persons report. She would have gone to the court to file a divorce, like most Namibians do. But, well, she decided to go to the police and file a missing persons report. I know this world have 7 billion people. 7 billion plus people, because people, you know, have been busy. Now, but there's one person who is missing, and that person, that's my person. I got on his nerves. That's the reason why he's missing in the first place. But that's my person. Those are the nerves I like to get on. So, long story short, homeboy was returned back home and they reunited. Now, one guy in the US took it a little further. He decided, you know what? You are getting on my nerves. I would have murdered you like most men do, but I'm not most men because when I say I love you until death do us part, I mean natural death do us part, not my panga do us part. So because of that, I'll just leave you here and then go and rob a bank. That was, is it in Kansas? Walked into a bank and then, well, demanded $3,000. And he was given the money, but then halfway through his walk, as he was walking out, he stopped somewhere in the middle. Then he told the guard, oh, I'm the one you are looking for. And the guard was like, what the heck kind of a thief are you? You're supposed to run away. And bro was like, oh no, just take me to court. I can explain. He was taken to court and the judge was like, all right, walk us through it. Now, who robs a bank and then hands themselves over with the money? It's like you wanted to go to jail. I was like, yeah, pretty much. I really wanted to go to jail. The judge was like, do you mind explaining why? He was like, well, judge, thank you very much for the opportunity. Yeah, I did that because I really want to get out from my wife. The judge was like, come again. Yep, I want to get out from my wife. To the point where, now, I would have murdered her, but I love her. But I also want to get away from her so I don't murder him. And I realized the best way to do that is just to go to jail. You can imagine the look in the judge's face at this point. It's like, I don't know whether to congratulate you or to laugh at you. I mean, congratulate you for not punching her in the face, which, my man of the hour, which a lot of people would have done, but not you, because you are one kind of a man. You don't just throw punches on women. You'd rather go to jail. And one Italian man was like, you know what, I would rather walk 450 kilometers. Let's wrap this up. Black people, white people are beating us at romance. White people are beating us at romance. One is handing himself over to go to jail. This is in America. This is a country that has more guns than people. And that's the country where you are, you know, I'm reading a story of a man that is so romantic that his wife got on his nerves. And he was like, you know what? Other people would hurt you, but not me. Not me. I'd rather go to jail than hurt you. Went out, robbed a bank, and then handed himself over to the security. Police shows up, got arrested, was taken to jail. Now,
That story, I read it a few years ago. I'm not sure if that man was taken to jail, but there's another version. I'm not sure if that was just coming out of the memes world where, the man was sentenced to a couple of months in house arrest. I was like, if that version is true, then that judge was just being mean. That judge was just being mean. So, back to black people. This whole passion killing thing, from the look of things, white people are beating the heck out of us in terms of romance. You have one in Europe who was like, you know what? I would rather walk 450 kilometers than lay my hands on you. Goodbye. And the other one was like, okay, now walk 450 kilometers, beat you, torture you, well, punch you in the face, maybe even take your life. There are a lot of options, but Jay looks fine. Goodbye. See you in a couple of years. Probably never. And the man that robbed the bank was in his 50s or 60s, I think. Now, you can understand at that age, you don't just walk 450 kilometers. I mean, so he was like, you know what? Well, I may not be able to walk again and walk the Italian guy distance, but you know what? I think there's another option. So there are a lot of alternatives to taking someone's life. A lot of alternatives. You can walk 450 kilometers or fake a bank robbery and go to jail. So far, I only know of those two. And they're all coming from white people. So, black guys, we really have to up our game in the world of romance here. Because we are getting our behind kicked. Now, theme song.
Hunger, they do me strong. Belly, they sing national anthem. Pocket dry like a matan leaf. Even my shoes don't resign work. Baba God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger won't kill me. I say borrow me 10 billion. Hunger won't wound me. If I no pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I no pay back, oh devil responsible.
Yeah, as we transition from that to religion and then health and then politics, just wanted to point out my request to our Lord. Hunger they do me strong team. Bele de sing national anthem. At this point, the Bele is just going, Namibia, land of the brave. That's how hunger, you know, won't wound me.
Yesterday food finish, today pot they hot with nothing. Water they boil inside empty pots, steam they come out. I close the lid, pretend say something they cook. I count my coins since morning, in no rich transport. I trek 3 miles to work under sun, no escort. My shoe they open mouth, the soul don't separate. I use rubber band hold them, so he no go vibrate. I reach work.
My yoga ask why I dey sweat. I say na exercise, hunger they make me forget. Lunchtime everybody job, I drink water, fill my chest. I tell them I already ate, God forgive me for that jest. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. Papa God borrow me 5 billion.
Hunger go kill me.
Papa God borrow me 10 billion.
Hunger go kill me.
If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible.
My picking school send letter. Done overdue. Teacher put my child out of class. What I go do? I beg the teacher give me one more week. She done hear that one before. She don't even speak. Night time I kneel down. Whole family they sleep. I cry to God quiet. The kind of cry that is deep. My wife ask what we go cook. I say God go provide. She look at me. She look at what nothing there inside. Woo!
Papa God borrow me 5 billion.
Hunger go kill me.
Papa God borrow me 10 billion.
Hunger go kill me.
Nothing to show, something no they right. My neighbor they cook, he smell enter my room. I swallow saliva, I pretend say I fool. Boom! I know they give up, but Lord hear my cry. Because hunger no supposed be the reason I die. Just borrow me small, I go walk out to pay. And if I feel lost, now devil lead me astray.
Papa God borrow me 5 billion.
Hunger go kill me.
Papa God borrow me 10 billion.
Hunger go kill me.
God borrow me 5 billion, hunger they won me. Now let's transition from well, romance to religion now, shall we? So religion. Now one friend of the Pope Leo the Pope Leo this the 14th, X is 10 and an I and a V, that's four, that's four, so XIV is a Roman numerals, yeah. Pope Leo the 14th. One friend of his, in one of his, sermons, was just preaching at church and told a story of how, bro, Pope Leo here decided, a few years ago to call, his bank to work out a few things that he wanted to change on his bank account. So customer service, as you'd expect here, when you call any financial institution, someone picks up a customer service, then they ask you that very soft, very soothing voices. Customer service, and most of them are ladies. You guys make it sound like you really like me. Good day, say, how can I help you? I was like, I really want to ask her out, but she works at the bank, so she probably know my bank account is just in negative. So we'll just leave that one to fantasy. But anyway, the story is told that Pope Leo called the bank and someone at customer service picks up and, the Pope is like, I want to make this and these changes on my account and, on my account. And the customer service lady goes like, you know what? Now, this is after the poor guy has been dragged through, answering questions of, standard security protocol. Every time that you call the bank and you want them to assist you with something, you know, they will ask for your full name, your ID number, and maybe the last two or three transactions that you have done just to, to make sure that they are talking to the right person. Now, because if you just, stole my, my card and you call the bank and they ask you, so, what is the last thing that you bought? Just give us two, three transactions that you conducted. And when was that?
Because I've been asked those questions. And that's when I start going, okay, well, yesterday around this time I bought airtime, and then this time I was hungry, so I went to get pizza for about this price, and I have a specific taste in pizza, so only one price which I've memorized since like 100 years ago. And they will ask you all these questions. So the pop was dragged through all those standard protocol security protocol questions, and he answered all of them. Now, when it came to the time of making the changes that homeboy called for, the lady was like, "You know what? Actually, we can't make all those changes over telephone. You will have to come to the bank." Now, I want you to picture the pop showing up at the bank. First of all, every Catholic will freak out. You think Dwight is listening? Now, every Catholic will freak out. As long as he did, okay, maybe he, you know, he pulls off one of those Michael Jackson thing where Michael Jackson was, used to go to the movies with, you know, with a hoodie or some kind of disguise on. But even, you can wear that to the movies. You can't wear that to the bank. Yes, well, if you go in the bank, they even want you to take your cap off. Because so their security cameras can get a very good pictures of you, just in case you do something stupid like stealing their pen, which they have chained to a table. You trust them with your money, but they don't trust you with a pen. That's how banks operate. It's just, well, standard security protocol. It turns out now, and Pope tried to explain. You know what? Actually, can we just do this right now? And like over the phone. And the lady was like, well, security protocol here. I'm sorry. I can't help you. Now, when that story went viral, a lot of people were blaming that lady. I'm like, first of all, she's an employee. She was following the institution security protocol. Anyone can call. We live in a world that's full of scammers. Anyone can call and claim to be the world Pope Leo the 14th. And by the way, I don't know what name he used, because the madam decided to hang up after I said, by the way, did I mention that I'm the Pope? And the lady was like, yeah, right, you wish. Just hung up on the guy. Power. Following. That's how powerful company protocols are. This is the lady that was like, you know what? I don't know if you are the Pope or not, but I love my job. And I'm willing to keep it. I know that if I get fired right now, you're not going to give me a position in the Vatican, because last time I checked, you guys are a boys club for the most part. Did I mention I'm the Pope? Now, for a lot of people that are in the comment section are blaming the lady for hanging up on the Pope. Now, I have one question for you. Picture yourself, just put yourself in her shoe. You're just doing your regular job, which is, customer service, and then someone calls and they tell you, this and this is my bank account, and I would like to make some changes. And by the way, did I mention that I'm the Pope? Let's be honest. What are the chances you are taking any of that serious? Because I know there is no way I'll just sit there with a straight face that, you know what? Well, the Pope called. Yeah, first of all, I didn't know the Pope does that himself. And if he does, or maybe he was just, being one of the rich guys that like to, try to the best of their ability to live a normal life. And Prince Diana liked to do that a lot, where she would just do some of the things herself, which she made her go contrary to royal protocol. Turns out, according to royal protocol, your shoes, they say person for everything, including a person that ties your shoes. Oh man, now I'm thinking about what happens in royal toilets. Yikes. I hope they don't have someone to toilet paper them, because Look, the thing about, well, poop is royal or not, it stinks. So I would just say, you know what, you take care of your majesty, you got this. Thank you very much. Yeah, I know I'm getting in there. Why, your highness, you ate beans last night. So, that's the food equivalent of nuclear weapons. So, I love money, but not that much. Thanks. So the lady decided to hang up on the Pope. Now I think she's just world famous for hanging up on the Pope, and everyone is blaming her except Mua. I don't blame her. She didn't make those rules that she was operating under. The company she was working for made the rules. And they were very good. Here, for example, our Minister of Defense was robbed by someone that claimed to call from Standard Bank. So if anyone can call and claim they are calling from Standard Bank, then that means, anyone can call to claim to be anyone, including the Pope, apparently. So I don't blame her. She was just following protocol. Yeah, the pain of being the Pope and someone is hanging up on you. You can imagine, you know, just looking at the phone after the lady ended the call, and we're like, "Do you know who I am?" Like, the phone, she hung up, sir. She hung up. Did she just hang up on me? Yes, Mr. Pope, she did. And don't blame her. Don't blame her. That's standard protocol for the company. She didn't make the rules. She was just following them. So don't shoot the messenger. Awesome. Yeah, hang up on the Pope. Jeez. Alright, now let's take another musical break, and then we transition from there to health and then politics. Health and then politics. Papa God, I'm now just abusing that song at this point.
Including the impossible, yes, I know. just above our heads, yeah. Raise the flag, yeah, yeah. Scream like you're born to win. Now let the game begin. That's the sign of a victory. Yeah.
Welcome back. That was R. Kelly with a sign of a victory, the man who is now behind bars for crimes that were committed by Trump and Diddy, but they are not saving the same sentence that tells you that we're all equal before the law, my behind. But now let's move on to talk about something called health. Now, fasting, it turns out, has, even though it's something, at least from my understanding of what fasting was until a couple of, a couple of months ago, it turns out, maybe that's because I was raised in a predominantly Christian family, like hardcore, like going to church, I didn't have a choice. And now the thing is, I always associated fasting, the process of fasting. That's where you don't eat for maybe 12 hours or 24 hours, or some people go for 36 to 48 hours, or some people go for 72 hours, depending on how long you want to go. And I was, Lord and Savior, I was like, okay, fine, I'll just go for 40 days. And like, yeah, dude, you're divine. So bye. It turns out there is more to fasting than just the, the religious aspect associated to it that a lot of people like to associate with fasting. And I didn't say the Christian point of view on fasting. I said religion, because fasting is found across all kinds of religions, from Islam to Buddhism. And you just find the, and it's the same thing that you find in Christian, and who doesn't know about Ramadan at this point? Turns out there's more to fasting than religion.
Ritavazende kize imba izwezipiri lwekeleze mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwankufisa hamocholo ni mata amskavona kale karamitukselize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo zezwezipiri ze kakulifafela mashiling ali kana $36 kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesfa fasi yetatama 5% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize talu 10% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize sirela 25% machipisa hamngolisari kwelize lishimiperi muketeri kwelize Movata, Kumukone, Kalaki, Kola Zen, the Zo Imba, Miswalezi Hamachipisa. Imba, Okukani Fasi, Kaufela. We pay for Severezoza Imba Kachenu, Kumukone, Kola Zen, the Kaufela.
Welcome back. So we continue. Now, it turns out one thing that a lot of us only just associate with religion, like fasting, has a lot of, it turns out, whether you are religious or not, fasting is something that you should try every now and then.
And don't do that without consulting your doctor, because some of you have low blood sugar. I don't think that's a good idea for an extended period of time. So just consult your health professional and know that, well, what is good for you. It turns out you can go for an 8, 12, maybe 16 hours, but 24, 36, 48, especially 72, well, you may want to just do that under medical supervision. Now, I'm saying this because if you are listening and you want to try it, I want you to keep listening. I don't want to be to indirectly murder someone. So now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about the Japanese. Of course, it will always be the Japanese when it comes to these kind of things. That and Uni 731, but we are not going to talk about 731 now. That was, Hiroshi, General. Now a Japanese molecular biologist. A Japanese molecular biologist, a gentleman by the name is, where did I hide that man's name? Yebo. Found it on the Nobel Prize own website. The Norwegians decided to document everything. Now, a Japanese molecular biologist who started his experiments in the late 1980s won a Nobel Prize in 2016 for looking into basically the process that the body goes through when someone is fasting. And then one thing he discovered was that basically led up to him winning the Nobel Prize was that, the good doctor's name is Yoshinori Osumi. Won a Nobel Prize on this subject of what is known as autophagy, and that's the Greek word that means self-eating. That means it's like your body is eating itself, and before you freak out, it's a natural process. It happens all the time. It's just that it happens at a very tiny scale, because your body, when your body has a lot of energy, aka you are constantly eating, your body will just keep using the energy that's coming from the food. But when you stop eating, for 12 to for about 12 hours, your body will just exhaust or finish all the energy coming from, or all the nutrients coming from the food that you just ate. And then it shifts to fats. And when that fat storage runs out, then it switches to basically looking, running all, scanning the whole body, trying to find all those cells that are old and those ones that are malfunctioning so that they can be recycled to give you energy to keep going. It's a defense mechanism against starvation. You know what? That defense mechanism turns out also cleans your body of old cells that a lot of them may or may not be associated in exacerbating things like degenerative diseases like cancer and the neurological diseases that are also degenerate. And neurological decline is something that's observed, as a person grows older. It turns out your body knows that. And there is a built-in defense mechanism to at least delay all the development of all the degenerative diseases like cancer and diabetes and Alzheimer's, the brain degenerative one. Now, after I found that, I was like, hang on a second. And also, by the way, it turns out it helps you look younger. Because you look older because of old cells. And when you are young, your body produces more, replaces old cells really fast. In other words, the production to dying ratio of your cells in your body is, you have a high production of cells. So you have a constant supply of new cells when you are younger. And the old ones are just being destroyed left, right, and center because your body is still strong, boss. Now, the older you grow, that production of cells begins to decline. And therefore, you are looking at the accumulation of old cells, which makes you old. That's when you start, observing, wrinkles now, they're beginning to show up. Now, it turns out that's a process that happens naturally. But there is a defense mechanism called autophagy in place that, it's just built in. All you just have to do is stop eating for a period of time so that your body can just, finish all the nutrients that came from your food, and it goes like, oh my God, this idiot is not eating. So where do we get the energy? Oh, well, we have liver. Where are the fats? The liver starts getting all the fats and convert them back to energy for your body to use. And then when the about 8 to 14 hours, liver is like, yeah, I'm all out here. So we're going to have to find another source of energy. Well, the stomach is like, still empty here. And liver is like, you and me both, buddy. Still empty. Well, also, we just ran out of our last, fats. And your body is like, all right, now what's our next step when we are in crisis, which we are now? When this idiot maybe is out of food, or maybe he's just, the middle of the month. And so what do we do? So, we don't have food in the stomach, so that's not an option. And we don't have fats in the liver, so, that's also not an option. So what's our last line of defense when it comes to protecting the body? Recycling old cells and malfunctioning cells, repairing some of them. It's more than repairing, really. It's rebuilding some of them straight to new ones. The rest of the scraps, we just convert all that to all the necessary nutrients for the body to use as energy. Now, this turns out happens in the periods of around 24 to 36 hours. That's about a day and a half. Yeah, that's about a day and a half of fasting. So, you may not believe in the big guy upstairs, in Muhammad, Christ, Buddha, and all those things, but there's a scientifically proven advantage to fasting that was figured out by the Japanese. Now, that's one thing now that taught me is that, and you have to understand that one of my favorite cancer study is also coming out of Japan. And what they figured was that what you eat is more important than we think. And I can't help but think, so what you are telling me is we don't know how to eat. I mean, it's a very natural process. I mean, you go to the shop, get some food, and then just shove them up your mouth, up your mouth, and then chew them before they choke you. Unless you like choking. But we just find someone's son or someone's daughter. Works much better that way. Don't use food to your advantage. Like, it's just there. Doesn't have the same oomph. Now, clean mind, dude. Now, moving on. That's not something that you should do every day. Don't fast that, to death. The point is, maintaining your youthfulness and longevity and all those things. First of all, consult your health, consult your doctor first so you know what's right for you. And two, what are you fasting for? Is it for health or religion? Then you can just take your pick. If you're fasting for religion, then just don't go beyond 10 days. I don't think I can survive 3 days because I'm a weapon of mass food destruction. Now, it turns out your body has a repair mechanism built in. All you just need is give it a break from digesting, because it's constantly digesting. Now, when you look at when I first came across that research, what I couldn't help ask myself was, where the heck did the whole idea of breakfast, lunch, and dinner come from? Because clearly it seems like it's going against that process. You're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and most of the food we eat have a lot of sugar, and everyone that did biology in schools knows that your body can't store sugar as carbohydrate. They have to convert it to fats. So translation, stop blaming meat for why you are gaining weight. Start blaming sugar. Leave Kapana alone. Now, on this one, I can defend Kapana with my life, I swear. Okay, that's a little too much. Not with my life. But I can defend Kapana with my stomach. That's how much I like that Namibian cuisine. Yoshinori Osumi, the Japanese molecular biologist that won a Nobel Peace Prize. A Nobel Peace Prize is like, it's like the NAMA Awards. But it happens in the scientific community and it's done globally. It happens in Norway every year. Unlike the NAMA Awards, the Nobel Peace Prize happens every year. They have their own questionable decision making. One of them was made, was that last year, this year, with the Trump administration. They have their whole tit for tat. But in the world of medicine, this proved something interesting, because Yoshinori Osumi, that Japanese molecular biologist, had been active in various research areas according to the Nobel Prize website. But upon starting his own lab in 1988, he focused his efforts on protein degradation. And one thing he discovered was just how awesome the human body is, and documented the whole thing from the 1980s, late 1980s, 1988 to 2016. That's how long it took homeboy to discover that, hang on a second, some of you have a lot of these health problems because you are constantly eating. Translation, he was just basically calling everyone on the planet a food killer. I was just looking at as and when, like, okay, I discovered something, guys. Now, this was back in 2016. Guys, I discovered something. Some of the disease, and why most of you are looking older for your age, is because y'all are eating a lot. Just give eating a break for 24 to 36 hours, at least once a year. Or once a month, depending on what your goal is. If your goal is to lose weight, maybe once a month. My goal can't be to lose weight. Have you met me? The losing weight part was already taken care of by genetics and the good Lord. I'm religious, so just throw that one in. What's one of the things that was discovered that's pointed out in this research? Well, it turns out there's a whole timetable to it. There's a whole timetable of what happens when you just stop shoving food in that hole you call mouth for at least 14, 24, 36, 48 hour, depending on how long you want to go. And it's advisable that you start slow and then work your way up. I have a regular jogging schedule. I started about 2 years ago. And one thing I discovered was that the first time I went jogging, I pushed myself to the limit for a beginner. And boy, when I came home, I felt it. I didn't go jogging for almost 2 months. Then I realized, oh, you know what? Let me take it slow. So decided to take it slow. Now it has become routine and, pretty much standard. Now, what happens to the human body when you are fasting? Let's say just take a quick music break, and then we'll come back on the other side. Then run through the schedule of how awesome your body is at repairing itself if you just stop eating a lot. I'm not saying go 40 days and 40 nights. Just saying at least just use the mouth for talking and breathing. Let's just at least for a couple of hours. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast and lunch and dinner. So that means when we are eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner and midnight snack, guilty of that by a whopping margin. When we are constantly eating that, the body is constantly digesting and using the nutrients that's coming from the food. And it doesn't even have time to switch from the food, from food nutrients to the fats, and then from the fats to old cells. So those old cells piles up, and when they pile up, with time they start causing all kinds of problems. Health problems. Scientifically proven. You gotta love science, man. Singing with the headphones, you sound like Justin Bieber. Until you switch off the headphones, then you come to the harsh realization that you sound like a cat being run over by a lawnmower. So when you're like, oh, wait, that's how I was singing this whole time? Yeah, pretty much. So, it's hard to say. I would rather stay awake when I sleep. That's Old City Fireflies, one of my all-time high school memories. Wonderful. One of the songs I really liked, to the point where I was singing all of it in the Mbukusho, mixed with a little bit of English, you know, very simple English words like the, and, a, in, the rest. Ah, yeah, just throwing the Mbukusho. I didn't ask for this language. So, the Nobel Peace Prize, guys, and that wonderful mechanism your body has in place to keep you younger and healthy only if you stop shoving stuff in your mouth. That's a little too general. Just stop. Okay, you know what? That's it. Let's leave it there for my fellow dirty brainers. Now, 2016, the Nobel Prize, an article from the 2016 Nobel Prize from their own website states the following. This year, the year was 2016, Nobel literature discovered and elucidated mechanism underlying autophagy. And the fundamental process for degrading and recycling cellular components or cell parts. Think of it as think of it as carpentry. Wherever, have you seen a carpenter work? At the end of the day, or a mechanic work, at the end of the day, they have a lot of waste stuff that they have cut out, or a welder. Oh, I've worked with a welder before. They have a lot of pieces and parts, so some of them they collect and throw out because they're useless. Some of them they're like, you know what, this one could be useful, for this and this and this and this work. So they keep it. It turns out your body also does that. But the only way to pull that off is, you're gonna have to stop eating for a while for your body to perform that magic. Now, the Nobel Prize guys goes on to say that, the word autophagy originates from the Greek word auto, meaning self, and phagin, meaning to eat. Thus, autophagy denotes self-eating. This concept emerged during the 1960s when researchers first observed that the cell could destroy itself, its own content, like its internal structure. Be inside your cell. Anyone that have done high school biology knows that the two types of cell you have, is it animal cell and plant cell? We're talking about plant cell here. We're talking about, a point of correction, animal cell here. You know, those inside cell. In the 1960s, scientists discovered that when a cell is malfunctioning, your body's, your structure has, or more like it's old, your body has a mechanism in place to basically recycle that, or more like salvage it for parts, and then get rid of what is considered waste. Like City of Windhoek, but on a cellular level. You know, those guys that collect your garbage. Now, the only way they are able to collect your garbage is if you put your dustbin outside. If you keep leaving that dustbin inside your fence, that, what's going to happen to your, to that trash? It's going to pile up because they'll be like, well, we're not going to get it. You'll have to put it outside for us to get it. We're willing to get it, but you will have to put it at the right place. Turns out, yeah, well, the body can do that. Now, one more time. The concept of autophagy emerged in the 1960s, when researchers, aka scientists, observed that the cells could destroy its own content by enclosing it in a membrane, forming sac-like structures, like a sac, like your bag. That were transported to recycling compartments called lysosomes. Really? No kidding. For degradation. Wonderful. Since the 1960s, it turns out, for those of you guys that are doing medicine, you should have run us through this a very long time. I'm sure you do try to put this information out there, but a lot of you don't have are busy out there saving life. You don't have a microphone in your face every, 6 days a week. Well, I do. Now, so, It turns out, your body has its own City of Windhoek, but even better at cleaning. Even better at cleaning and renovating. The only catch is, now, this cleaning and renovating, it's happening every day of your life. Old cells are being, old cells are being broken down, they're being recycled, they're being renewed. That's happening all the time. But the thing is, it's happening at a very slow rate when you have a lot of food in your stomach, when you're constantly eating. But when you stop eating for about 12 to 20 hours, because it turns out, the whole old cell eating process kicks in about 18, you know, about hours 14 all the way to 24. I was like, so again, I couldn't help but go, so you're telling me that our body is not designed to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and midnight snack? Because if you're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and midnight snack, then this process is not going to happen at the fast rate that it would if you were fasting. Now, at this point, I'm measuring, can I fast? Because my love for food is out of this world. Can I fast? Okay, fast. But usually, I think this just gave me, an idea. It turns out there's an advantage to being broke. You know how every month end when we complain that, you know what, hey, the only thing in the fridge is water. Well, turns out you can use that process to, for some of us, when you run out of food at the end of the month, that process is taking place. So there are advantages to running out of food and money, people. Turns out, it's only when we are broke, that's when the body is like, oh, finally, he's broke. He's not eating anymore. Dear Lord. Now, well, then we can just shift to, he's not going to eat because he's behind. He's broke. So we'll just, burn all the two fat cakes that he ate. Again, because did I mention he's broke? And then we'll move on to the fats in the liver. Then from there, then we can go in a full cleaning spree. So that this moron can be healthy. Even all you just have to do is just pause on eating. Now, what does the schedule look like? Well, the schedule is a very interesting one. Turns out when you now give it, when you give eating a break, when you give eating a break, 12 to 16 hours, initial autophagy induction kicks in, and your body starts undergoing enhanced cellular cleaning. They are cleaning up after old cells, but the process is starting slow and it's graduating and going up. Now, 24 hours of you not putting anything related to food in that mouth, anything that looks like food in that mouth, and what happens is that process increases. 12 to 16 hours, it's cleaning up. It's putting everything in bags, marking it and putting everything, and basically collecting it, taking it for repairs. 24 hours, it starts repairing everything that's broken and recycling everything that's beyond repair. You know, like scraping it for parts and then throwing away the rest. 48 hours in, peak autophagy comes in, maximum cellular regeneration. I'm like, so we are walking around with medicine. We just don't know how to use it. Because we don't want to put a pause on eating. Really? Now, when I went through that, the first thing that came in my head was like, I would try 16, 12, 16, 24, thereby 48, leave me out. Yeah. Now, there are different levels, obviously, people do. They go for, 12 to 16, 24 to 30, 24 to 36. I think I can do that one. And then you have those, there are those that go for 48 hours, and there are those that go for 72 hours. And like, yeah, you know what? My idea is to live healthy and live long. Not starve to death. 72 hours. What do you think I bought the boot? What do you think I bought the food for? Again, before you take a comedian health advice, consult your health professional. If you don't have one, then you have $4 to go to the hospital. Now $5, $10. When you are being tested for, all that, temperature and all that, ask those nurses, What are the advantages of fasting? There's this comedian guy that was just making noise on Eagle FM about, you know, the advantages of fasting and how it can help you, digest all your old, you know, old cells to make you relatively younger and make you, make you healthy in the process. You can, you know, just do it, once a month or once a year, depending on whether you have weight to lose or not, because some of us don't have weight to lose, guys. For some of us, our bodies has a flaw. Like, at this point, I'm convinced, my body can't store fats. No. Oh, I can eat, believe me. But the weight just never shows up. And I've worked with colleagues that are like, yeah, some of us, all you just have to do is drink water, then 4 kg shows up. Like, from water? Really? What's the trick? Well, it's a little bit of genetics. Yeah, it's a little bit of genetics. And I think it helps if you have some, you know, coarsened DNA somewhere in there. Really helps. Speaking from my experience. Now, let's take a music break, and then we come back on the other side and dive into the world of politics. Then we just finish it off as usual with music. Look, our ancestors thought by 2026 we will have flying cars. That's how advanced we are going to be. But it turns out in 2016 we are being taught how to eat. We know how to practically eat, but what to eat and what time to eat and what time not to eat, we don't know that. We're just constantly eating, and the body is like, well, the junk is just piling up, and we would like to take care of it, but the thing is, we are constantly digesting, because this moron wouldn't stop shoving stuff in his mouth or her mouth. We're all equal on this one. Gender equality check. Now, music break. On the other side, we come back to politics. Wisdom.
I'll roll up, shorty, I'll roll up. I'll roll up. It's your anniversary, isn't it? And your man ain't acting right. So you packing your dummy air luggage up, calling my cell phone, trying to catch a flight. You know one thing straight, I'll be there, girl, whenever you call me. When you at home, that's your man. Soon as you land, you say it's all me. The shit ain't all G with him no more, you ain't entertained. Since I met you a couple months ago, you ain't been the same. Not saying I'm the richest man alive, but I'm in the game. As long as you keep it 100, I'ma spin his chain. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly, don't care what your friends say. Cause they don't know me, I can be your best friend. And you be my homie, I ain't gon' flex. I'm not gon' front, you know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
I try to stay out your business, but on the rear, you're so obvious. And if you keep fitting me in your plans of fucking up, your man's gonna get on us. That white sand surrounding us. He be handcuffed and he should work for them officers. If you rolling, I got a spot where I could put you on this medical and send you home doctored up. You wanna ride with me cause you say that he boring. Wake up, you rolling weed, cooking eggs in the morning. Ain't scared to spend this money, I know I'll make more of it. First you was in the sky, now you say
whenever
you in orbit.
Whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. No matter where I am,
I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. You know if I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. Whenever you need me, whenever you want me, you know you can call me. I'll be there shortly. Don't care what your friends say, cause they don't know me. I could be your best friend and you be my homie. I ain't gon' flex, I'm not gon' front. If I ball, then we all gon' stunt. Send her my way, she ain't gotta hold up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up. I'll roll up, I'll roll up. Whenever you call, baby, I'll roll up.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. Yeah. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
She used to be the sweet.
Some steal for the bill, they gotta pay the bill. Yeah.
She used to be
two nice white clam paint con, we see on the bill. High school she.
High school she was a geta mimi do the hula hoop around the gym just to get a peek again, she said then. Never thought that she would come and work for the president, Mr. George Washington, Wema Mania. And 22 minutes into the hour of 12, if you just tuned in, this is Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Let's wrap things up with politics. From last year to early January, one thing that was observed in the world of politics is just how the Trump administration kept blowing up, bots without first confirming if they were occupied by armed individuals or not. They called it, bot diplomacy. Now, because of that reason, a lot of international organizations, including the United Nations, they were criticizing them. These are fishermen you people are killing. These are, like, you cannot confirm, we cannot completely confirm that these people were armed or they are trafficking drugs. So that's one of those accusations that was thrown or more like used as an excuse to topple, Maduro's government. And when the UN basically came in with to try and tell the US, what you guys are doing what you guys are doing is against international law. You shouldn't be doing it. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, his response to the media when he was asked on what his take on the UN statement of the bot diplomacy being against international law. His response was, I don't care what the UN says. The UN doesn't know what it's doing. That was him. Well, fast forward to this week. He's saying something interesting. They passed a they're working on a resolution that will be deliberated on, I think, anytime soon, where the whole international community will come together and, the whole UN representatives will come together and vote on condemnation and the right punishment for Iran blocking the Strait of Hormuz. And that, the same Marco Rubio said the UN doesn't know what it's talking about when his government was being reprimanded for conducting bot diplomacy on Venezuela. The UN doesn't know what it's doing. I don't care what the UN say. Those were his exact words. And one thing I like about the internet, it never forgets. This week, the same guy that was criticizing the UN for not knowing what it's doing and he didn't care what the UN, what the UN does, he was in a very, embarrassing way, for him, calling for the UN to decide on how to punish Iran for blocking the Strait of Hormuz. First of all, for you to go to war, according to the US Constitution, you're supposed to consult Congress.
the Trump administration didn't do that. They just decided to go to war. Well, not because Congress wanted to, but because Israel wanted to. There's a difference. In other words, you have a government that is, you know, just picture President Netumbo going to war without consulting parliament, but, you know, well, not because parliament approved, but because someone in Botswana approved. How do you think Namibians are going to react? The first thing will be like, Madam President, are you the president of this country or that country? You know, we just want to know at this point. Because if you are making decision that goes against international law and our constitution because someone from a different country told you to, we have so many questions about just which country you are president of. Now, because of the whole, first of all, the international law dictates, the UN Charter dictates, or the UN Security Council dictates, to go to war as a UN member state, you need the UN approval. Now, the Trump administration not on Venezuela and not on Iran, they didn't ask Congress. They didn't look at their own constitution. They basically went to both wars against their constitution and the UN constitution. And now they're turning around and saying, you know what, UN, we need your help on this one. This is where I'm of the opinion that politicians are not stupid. I'm inclined to agree with Ricardo Privitera, the Polish arms dealer, who was featured in the Andrew Feinstein documentary Shadow World, Global Arms Deal. Now, that man said, I don't have a problem paying bribes to politicians. Now he's an arms dealer. His line of work involves paying bribes to politicians. The reason why Andrew Feinstein lost his job as a South African member of parliament and made a documentary on the reason why he lost his job as a South African member of parliament. Still my favorite documentary on the whole continent. Actually, my second favorite. My first favorite is the Al Jazeera one. And then Al Jazeera. And then number two, Palapala Farm CCTV. And then Ricardo Privitera or Andrew Feinstein documentary. That's a list of my favorite documentaries. Now, moving on. So on one hand, you have an administration that went to war without consulting its own parliament, let alone the UN. This is not just any ordinary council. This is a member of the UN Security Council. And now they want the UN's help. On what you say on condemning Iran and, authorizing the right measures, course of action to take. This is why it's always, even on an individual, it's advisable to have people in your circle that disagree with you. In his first administration, Trump had a lot of people that could tell him no. And then both his campaign donors, Peter Thiel made a lot of money, and that's the head of Palantir and the co-founder of PenPal. Now, if you want to understand, politics, especially in the U.S., forget the politician, which is what annoys me every time, I switch on the news and every news channel is going, what do you think Donald Trump is going to say next? I'm not listening to Trump. Mm-mm. This is why these days I read more I read more of the news about Israel coming out of Israel than news about Israel coming out of the Western countries. These guys, they're just, it's very insulting because you think I'm an idiot. Which, believe me, I'm not. So, Every time I turn on the news and I hear someone say, what do you think Donald Trump is going to do next? I'm like, no. Donald Trump is following a script. And I took that from the Biden administration as its Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, when he sat with Bloomberg and said, look, this war with Iran is not something new. Well, the Israeli wanted Obama to go to war. With Lebanon. And Obama told them, yeah, look, I'll send the military to come and defend you if you are attacked. But if you start that war, you're on your own. And then, they were like, okay, fine. We don't have this guy's name in the Epstein files. So moving on. And then, Joe Biden won and after Obama and everyone's like, man, fight. So what do we do next? Right. Okay. Now you're looking at you're looking at Obama. Trump first term. Now the thing is, the White House and the Congress, these places were full of people that were saying, "No, you are not gonna do that. No, you are not gonna do that." Come to the Biden administration. Trump lost and was like, "You know what? I'll be back." Like that Arnold Schwarzenegger scene in The Terminator. I'll be back. And now what happened? What happens when he came back? His campaign contributors made sure to make him use his power as president to get rid of anyone that could tell him no to every stupid decision he was about to make. Because what they didn't know was he was about to make a series of, actually they knew the whole thing. They are pioneering the whole thing, just giving him the script. What led to that is, you have to understand, officials told him, what would you do if you were Iran and you attacked by, an overwhelming superior military power? You'll use geography to your advantage. So if you start a war with Iran, they're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. And he just decided to go ahead and start a war with Iran. And guess what Iran did? Like his advisors told him, Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz. Shooting the price of pretty much everything through the roof. The world over. And now we are sitting here going, come 18 May 2026 here in Namibia, we're going to be paying $15 for taxi. Because someone has, decided to leave their wife and then just go on an island to just do unspeakable things to kids. And now that information is being used to blackmail him into starting a war that is making me pay for $15 to get to work and go home. $30, depending on where you are going in Witu. Guys, just stick to your wife and leave, for the love of God, leave the kids alone. That means for those of you ladies that are running around saying, you know what? I want a rich husband. May I direct your attention to the Epstein files? A bunch of millionaires and billionaires are so perverted, they are not looking for people their age. Well, disturbing enough. They are looking for babies. Yikes! Yay. Sorry. They're like, really? Because I don't know if you have seen the Epstein files, but everyone in that list is either a millionaire or a billionaire. Ladies, the only hope you have is those of us that are broke. If you are looking for a billionaire or a millionaire, that millionaire is gonna cheat on you with a 12-year-old. Jesus, now you won't know what to do, whether to just look at him with disgust and go like, look, I don't think I can even get angry at this point because you cheated. I'm angry on a whole another level because not only did you cheat, but you cheated with a kid of all people on this planet. I mean, you're a millionaire. You could have gone for any sex worker on the planet, models, and a lot of those ones that are looking for tall, dark, and handsome, tall, white, whatever it is, with millions. There are a lot of them out there. And decided to push all those ones aside. And just decided to specialize in child molestation. And then you come to Africa and start telling people, you know what? You are violating human rights. Dude, you are molesting children. Compared to me, you are the devil incarnate. I'm struggling with corruption. Like, well, if Helmut comes to power, your punishment would be, well, castration. Forget castration. Just cut out the whole thing. And you know what's the painful thing? The whole idea of, women's rights and all that. In the Epstein files, women helped men traffic women for those men. So, in other words, in the world of Epstein files, not even a woman is your friend. You know the names that didn't come out, that I'm yet to come across? A bunch of names that came out of the Epstein files are quote-unquote religious, you know, God-fearing. These are the guys that are telling, you know what, you can't do this because it's a sin. You can't do this. At this point, the LGBTQ community is looking at us and like, so hang on a second. This whole time you guys were preaching scripture to us, you were busy molesting children. How are you going to win that debate? Short answer, you won't. Like, seriously, you won't. And if I find you in a debate, I'm siding with the LGBTQ guy in that debate because I'm not for child molestation. Sorry. Oh, 23 minutes left to the hour of one. So it's DJ time. It's DJ time here on Eagle FM with yours truly, Helmut. Don't punch your spouse in the face, dear my gender. Just walk 450 kilometers. It works, as the Italians. They have proven it. Or go and rob a bank and hand yourself over to the police and you can go to jail and get away from it. That's the ultimate. The ultimate practical proof of you telling her that you are getting on my nerves. I have a lot of options, including punching in the face, panga, and all that, but I won't do that because, well, I love you. I would rather go to jail. I love you. I would rather walk 450 kilometers. And, well, the madam that called the Pope, the madam that tried to, picked up the Pope's call, the service, service, customer service. And Pope Leo was like, by the way, did I mention that I'm Pope Leo the 14th? And the lady was like, of course you are. Yeah, you wish. And he went, hung up on the, she decided to go full Elizabeth, just, cut the Pope. And, then we move on from, cut the Pope, according to, Elizabeth likes to say cut them, just decided to add on the Pope, and it's even more catchier. Sorry, Lizzie. Decided to go cut the Pope. And she really did cut the Pope. And I would have cutted, what's the past tense of cut again? I would have cut the Pope too. Because, I work for customer service. Someone calls claiming to, even if I work in Namibia as a customer service and someone calls and say, I'm President Nandi Ndaitwa. I'm like, my lady, no offense, but you are President who now? Nandaitwa. Right. The only advice I'm going to leave you with before I hang up is whatever it is that you are smoking, please, just, I wouldn't recommend it because it's really screwing with your head. Now, we move from, showing romance and they in the romantic department, black men, white people are kicking our behind big time. We keep pulling out pangas on our loved ones, but white people are walking 450 kilometers so they don't pull out a panga. White people are going to jail in the name of love. White people are walking 450 kilometers in the name of love. We are pulling out pangas in the name of love. Well, it's not working here, guys. We need to up our game. I'm just saying we need to up our game. So it's that, and it turns out, A Japanese molecular biologist found out in, you know, found out from his research from 1988 to 2016 that most of the diseases that we have, we are eating a lot. We need to give the body a chance to collect all the scrap yards and take them to the scrap yards and get rid of them and renew some of them that needs repair, the repairable, and get rid of the of the beyond repair ones. Give your body a chance. Again, consult your health, your physician. Consult your physician before you start going full bananas with that. So it turns out fasting goes beyond religion now, and that moves us to the last part. Marco Rubio decided to go. You know what? We will just go ahead and bomb Venezuela because, well, we don't care what the UN says. Actually, the UN doesn't know what it's talking about. They moved from that to UN, please help. At this point, if I was the UN, Secretary General, I'd be like, no, I'm not going to help you on this one. Well, because to quote your words, I don't know what I'm talking about. So I'll just stick to not knowing what I'm talking about. Now, this is only happening because Iran is kicking serious butt. With Venezuela, they just went in and out thieves would go to in your kambashu, like in and out. But when they got to Iran, they realized that Iran has a force to be reckoned with. And now they're like, okay, you know what? Maybe not consulting the UN was a bad idea. Let's go and consult them now. I'm just looking forward to the resolution and see how it's going to end and how it's going to be voted on. And on a Security Council level, you can bet chances are very high. Russia and China are either going to vote against or abstain because, they are both members of BRICS and so is Iran. I'm just looking forward to how the resolution is going to work out. With that in mind, let's go to music. With that out of the way, let's go to Musica.
Imbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imbad te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imbad bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
my message, girl, me no fi deny. Wait till you do me, I know fi forget. Some men are wicked, some women are wicked.
If your body my wire, I could be your supplier. if your body na wire, then I go be your supplier.
If your body na la la, oh they got me wah wah wah. Hey, bring it back up over here, yeah, yeah. And it's getting bigger every year, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, shit, damn. Baby girl, I don't wanna take chance. Put your love in, break chance. I don't think you do it.
Even if you nawaya, as in you go retire. That's Emma Naira and Davido Eleo. That's pretty much every online relationship. You know, when we meet, hey, when we meet, I'm showing you flames. Then you meet, oh, boy goes 2 minutes and she's there like, hey, where are the flames, Baba? Wake up. I want the flames. Okay, you know, back to music. Well. Politicians lie all the time. Not the first one.
Yenga, you're on the beat. Bring it on. Bring it on.
And definitely not talking from experience.
Misa Kokoto. I'm sorry, I'm worshiping God for the glory. Send me in a fakale. Jifunda jamungu champisha pano. Send me in a guakale. Wanzunda pali berizan. Ati nipanga lukungu murweni season. Obama tea tote ate. Kuti nikapita nikwe, kuti nikadia koni fe. Kati Yesu nkomanda, when try nkomanda. Ndiye ya mantetesa, mapranzi ya usama selenda. Mulungu mwine bonds. Mulungu ndiye life. Niwambiri woyi papano jara. Mama funa kuti nikwe, mama funa kuti nife. Muse ngevo, I'm sorry, I'm worshiping God for the glory. Sembe nina fakale, njifundo jamungu champisha pano. Sembe nina kwakale. Nilina umu my enemies,
down my enemies, beating down my enemies. Wasangala comfortable, down my enemies. Imagine now, over same table. Be a prayer warrior, my brother. Be a prayer warrior, my sister. I'm sorry, I'm worshiping God for the cry. Send me na fakale, jifunde jamungo jambi shapano. Send me na guakale, yes. Misa boko jo.
Just a few seconds, basically 50 seconds and counting. 50 seconds and counting. It's counting down. It's seconds until the hour of one. That brings us to the end of Mind the Gap for this weekend. We meet again next Sunday. But as usual, for Monday to Friday, we meet, at 4, from 4 to 6, that is with Homerun. But for music, humor, DJ, politics, social, health, and financial advice that you should not take serious, here is where we pack the bus for now. Until next time, y'all have a good one. Just remember to, if you missed it, there's a Eagle FM website, and there's a Eagle FM app. You can find everything under podcast and enjoy.
Ni mayapula, ndepa ipenga hana.